Interspersed within the blonde hairs were traitorous slivers of gray. The skin across her cheekbones had tightened and shone with the wear of age. Not all bad, but enough to remind her that she'd definitely changed. She took a longer, more critical look at herself. Then, after a minute, shook her head. What had she expected? It had been 20 years. Of course she'd age. She teased her hair once more, and then unlocked the bathroom door. After a moment to steel herself, she opened it and stepped into the room. Kumita Rasengawan, or Kumi as she'd asked to be called, sat at the table, speaking into a slender phone. When she saw Rebecca, she quickly bid farewell, then shoved the device into her pocket. "You look great, Rebecca," Kumi said as she stood. "That color is perfect for your skin."
"Sure. Rust always goes well with a prison tan," Rebecca said, allowing the old smart side of her to surface.
Kumi's smile faltered. "It's not rust. It's ochre," she said.
"Then rust is the color of ochre," Rebecca snapped.
But as soon as she said it, she regretted it. This time Kumi's smile completely fell. Sometimes Rebecca could be her own worst enemy.
"Listen," she said. "I'm sorry. The stress of everything, you know. Maybe we can continue my re-education program or something."
"Reintroduction," Kumi corrected.
"Right."
Rebecca stepped over to the table and snatched up the scanner that Kumi had left on the table.
"So, are you going to tell me what all those numbers and letters meant?"
"What numbers?"
Rebecca stared, stone-faced. "So it's going to be that way," she thought. "The numbers assigned to my organs? I'm sure you know what they meant."
"Not really." Kumi shook her head rapidly as she stepped over and tried to snatch the scanner back, but Rebecca pulled it away and turned. "They refer to ownership and a transmittal number. Without a computer, I can't tell who they belong to."
Rebecca shuddered and made a face.
"What's wrong?"
"I don't know," Rebecca said, returning the scanner. "I don't really feel like I own my own body anymore. It's a weird feeling to be free, but only on the outside. Very strange."
"I know what you mean."
"Do you? Who owns your organs?"
Rebecca asked. "No one. Mine aren't worth anything," Kumi said, her voice so low that Rebecca couldn't help but feel bad for the woman. Were useful organs a sign of status in the world? What had Kumi said earlier about Rebecca's organs? Something about how they were unspoiled by toxins. Did that make Rebecca special? She kept her face impassive, but her insides squirmed with the irony of the situation.
"No one, as in no one wants your organs?"
"I grew up in Sri Lanka," Kumi said as if in explanation. She quickly changed the subject. "But you asked about your organs. Nothing that I saw was out of the norm, except that all of your organs have been levied."
"That's not the way things usually are?"
"Not really," Kumi admitted. "Most people have one or two organs that have been cataloged and found to be valuable. But you, probably because of your incarceration and solitary confinement, have almost perfect organs. All of them have been levied. And although I don't have the codes, I can tell that some very high prices have been bid."
"Wait, I can get paid for these?"
"Of course you can."
"So if I need the money, I can sell my liver?" Rebecca asked.
"You need your liver to survive," Kumi said flatly.
"Oh.
But you could sell your spleen," she added.
Rebecca shook her head as she imagined selling her spleen for the price of a new car. "What does a spleen go for nowadays?"
"Based on your readings, you could get somewhere around $100,000 for it," said Kumi.
"For my spleen? But it doesn't do anything. Who would pay that much for a spleen?" she asked.
Kumi shrugged. "Lots of people. Chinese herbalists pay a high price for a healthy human spleen."
Rebecca remembered that Chinese specialists in Eastern medicine used to deal in bear bladders and elk hearts. They'd always been into special body parts. She'd remembered running across an online network back in her information warfare days. When she'd gone to jail, hunting those animals had been illegal, but then so had been the harvesting of human body parts for sale. She supposed the natural evolution was to the human spleen.